Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Actually, you were saying that, so you were telling me like the steps now, you have to find an architect and you have to, can you talk about that? Because like, it's one thing, all right, so you get the land, you get the families, everybody agrees to it, but now you just have 100 acres.
It's a lot of money.
Don't let that go over your head.
The step is to amass as much money as you can, right? So listen, it literally starts with buying the land. That's the easiest first. That's the easiest part is buying the land. Setting up the LLC so that we could buy the land. We did that 2 days. That's easy. The harder parts are spending that money on the photographical survey to find out what the topography is and whether or not you can build. If it's too steep here, that means you can't build here. Soil samples, percolation tests, water testing, environmental testing, environmental impact fees. There's always another step. And then, because we have such a massive project, it's not just 100 acres, like to be a city, we need at least 640 acres a square mile radius. So you constantly like, okay, that means we got to acquire more land. So you have to negotiate the next conversation with the neighbors, like, hey, neighbor, can I get your land so that we can get this puzzle piece going so that we can eventually have enough of the requirements met to push a charter through the legislation.
So if this is like building blocks, this is just the first piece. You have to still get a few more pieces to make it a city.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got you.
And the people, because you got to have at least 200 residents. And so every little thing is strategic, and even the politics of it all, making sure that Wilkinson County knows that we're here to help uplift them. Like we're here to add value to the county. If we can attract more people to the area, that means Toomsboro, Gorton, Ivy, all of those people, Dublin, they get to benefit from that economic development too, of now having more people in the area. So there's so many different things, but technically, yes, you have to get a civil engineer. From the civil engineer, he's going to just do like, okay, this is your roads, this is your setbacks, this is your stormwater runoff, this is your wastewater management. A wastewater management system, state of the art, can cost $1 million.
Wow.
And that's if you're doing it like top of the line and you're trying to be eco-friendly. And that's our goal. Our goal is to build the best. Yeah. And so taking the time to research and find like who is the best, who is the person that can create as a black person. Because we want, because sometimes I don't want to put it this way, because I think we have enough talent to do everything ourselves. But sometimes the people who are most qualified might not be black. So then we have to look at, well, what does that look like when we have to go to an ally and say, hey, can you partner with this subcontractor or this sub vendor so that we can put some black people onto the project, because y'all the only ones who can do it? Because that's all of the types of things that we're navigating. Even when we talk about, we're going to have to put homeowners insurance on every single house that we build in Freedom. We would love to be able to put a black homeowner's insurance be the writer, the person who writes the policy. Not the person who writes the policy, but the actual insurance agency. We don't have a black-owned insurance agency. We got Geico, State Farm. There ain't no black ones. So that's the kind of stuff that we're always thinking about when it comes to this journey of building a community that meets all of our needs and that is pro-black and allows us to really support black businesses in that way, because that's what our goal is. Every step of the way, we want to put black businesses on. And so looking at how do we do that? How do we hire the best civil engineer, the best city planner? Because after you hire the civil engineer, he lays out the roads. Now somebody's got a plan. Okay, the subdivision is going to go here. This subdivision is going to go there. This is where the agricultural goes. This is where the industrial goes. And if we don't want to have polluted air, we might need to move industry way over here. If we need the, you know, wastewater management, and how can we utilize permaculture so that everything's regenerative? Like, we're having those kinds of conversations.
So I feel this is like, you know, Sims?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's why we brothers, man. I'm thinking the same exact thing. Shout out to Mike. Mike used to kill that game.
That was my favorite.
That's a fact. We used to catch him in the computer room in eighth grade.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite game.
Right?
That felt. But so in Sims, if anybody's not familiar, Sims was a video game back in the days. It was a computer game where you can build your own city.
Yeah.
So this sounds like, it reminds me of Sims. So in your brain, I want to get all of your opinions on this. How do you envision your city looking? Like right now, it's just land. But in a perfect world, if everything goes perfect, which nothing ever goes perfect, but what's your blueprint in your brain that you want a bank, you want a school, you want, what do you envision in the community?
All of the above.
All of the above. As I say, y'all hit it. That
all of the above.
And everybody's got a different vision. Like when I think, because at the end of the day, I'm a realtor, so I always kind of go back to the real estate. So I'm like, it's going to be different subdivisions. Some kinds of, because I don't never want to live nowhere where every house look the same. But some people like the uniformity of, I want every house in my subdivision to look the same. And when I think about building freedom, I want people to have choices. I think that's what freedom is genuinely about. So if we got the misers that's like, look, I want a little subdivision where I can have my RV. We're going to put them way in the back. You can have, you know what I mean? Like, I see having different communities, different vibes. Where we're not all on top of each other, because it's rural and it's beautiful. Yeah. We've got a lot of wildlife, lots of animals. We don't want to run them off. We want to be as eco-friendly and as environmentally and naturally in harmony as we can, because the land is just gorgeous. So, like, it won't be a whole bunch of skyscrapers or none of that, because the rural beauty of this scenic landscape is the selling point.
Real quick, because I'm thinking, like, even when you said the waste management piece of it, yes, eco-friendly. But as you're building it, are you building it for the 97 acres first, or are you building it with the intent that, yo, we're going to acquire more land? Is that what the vision is?
We absolutely are doing it with the intent to acquire more land.
Got you. And the other part was, you said 200 people have to live there. How many acres does it have to be?
So technically, because we're still under the jurisdiction of Wilkinson County.
Yeah, so is it a state mandate or is it a county mandate?
So it's a county mandate typically. Okay. But so this is raw, right? So they don't have everybody out there in this area that they told us. We thought Toomsboro was the boondocks. They told us where we bought land was the boondocks.
Right.
They were like, oh, you in the boondocks. I was like, sir, you think we... wait, what? So they're on well, they're on septic right now. So county code means that anybody who builds there has to have at least an acre, a minimum of an acre, to put your well and your septic tank on for your home.
A water well.
Like you gotta drill.
Yeah, we from New York, so that's
portal.
I was like, what is that?
Yeah, and so excuse me. So we do have, you know, awesome technology. Like everywhere I go, like I shout out to Moses West. He has atmospheric water generation technology that literally separates the hydrogen and oxygen particles from the air to generate thousands of gallons a day. His technology is a piece of technology that they utilized in Puerto Rico to bring fresh water to Puerto Rico after the hurricane hit. Mm-hmm. So like we have black excellence all around us. And so being able to implement those kinds of technologies is what we want to do. That's why when I wrote my black Blavity piece, my op-ed, I said we can have Wakanda. Like we really can. Like the sky is not even the limit. Like anything we can conceive, we can create. And there are so many people already out here doing it dope, like doing some dope things. So being able to attract those kinds of resources and those kind of people has been the most exciting part about it, and which is one of the reasons why we went public. Because everybody always talk about, you know, on conversations on social media, like, people talk too much. Y'all should have kept it to yourself. And I'm just like, but we would not have inspired a generation, people all over the world. We wouldn't have been able to attract the resources. People like, look, I will help you do this because they want to see this succeed, because we had so many black cities that were burnt down, completely destroyed for no reason other than white aggression and jealousy and misdirection. Yeah. And so this is a chance for our ancestors do something that can honor them, because they were so talented. They had so many dreams, so many prayers. Yeah. And to be the answer to those prayers is what this moment is about.
So I'm going to ask all three of you the question. And Ash, I've heard you speak about it before, but the importance, and you use the word a safe haven for black families. What does that look like? And how does that come about? I guess all three of you can answer, really.
Start, Kevin?
Sure. All right. So growing up, like, I'm from New York too. And we used to have the Pledge of Allegiance. This is what I was saying on the Zoom, but the Zoom, the audio went out a little bit. Pledge of Allegiance. You stand to your feet, you put your hand over your heart, you turn to the flag. All right, I'm going to spare you the words, but at the end, it says liberty and justice for all. And that wasn't really reflected in my neighborhood. I was a little confused growing up. You know, like every day you brainwashing us to say this, but that's not what I'm seeing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where's the liberty and justice for all, the all part, you know? So I guess I started my path to just kind of go down and have it make sense for me eventually, you know? So networking, that's how I became an entrepreneur. You know, it didn't feel right, you know, going and making somebody else rich and, you know, getting the peanuts and not really getting the respect that I needed. Like, I'm running this company, you know what I mean? So just trying to make that make sense, you know? So I do that with my family, with my friends, with people I meet, strangers, you know, because that's the change I want to see in the world. So I live that, you know? So that's what that looks like for me. People that have a vision that may not have the support that they may need. You know, it's tough being an entrepreneur. Y'all know. You know how many man.
You just had a flashback.
My mom still wants me to be a pilot to this day. To this day. Sorry, mom. It's not happening. You know, but for those people who need that support, that's all it takes. You know, you have a vision. You may not have the little components that you may need, but your neighbor might have it. Your cousin's friend might have it. You know, somebody you went to high school with might know somebody. You know, get that network together, right? And then you can achieve that, you know. But the key thing with that is getting the right mindset. So we don't want that kind of mindset in our land, in our world, you know. Mm-hmm. That mindset is everything. It is everything, you know. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right.
Both right, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got to thank Ashley again for, you know, we talk even before this, you know, offline about a lot of different entrepreneurial experiences and things that we wanted to do. But it's because of the mindset. I wouldn't have conversations I have with her with, you know, my neighbor who doesn't have the mindset for it. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's the kind of people that we want to see. That's the safe haven. When we say the safe haven, it's not only from police and things of that nature, but it's from all forms of oppression. Oppression is not just police. You know, that could be negative vibes from a spouse or from a loved one or from your boss or from your neighbor, your parents, or from whoever. Mm-hmm. You know, so a place where you can feel free to experience life and you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, and you can really focus on your dream and your mission. You yes. know, so, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because we're gonna be needing a lot of help. So mm-hmm. we're here today too to reach out, you know, like, you know, people of like minds. If this is something that speaks to your soul, speaks to your spirit, please reach out to us. Yeah. You know, please reach out to us.
Well, a safe haven for me, you know, similar to what you guys were saying as well. You know, I have an 8-year-old son and a 9-year-old nephew that stay with me and everything. And it's like, you know, they get to go outside and not have to worry about microaggressions from, you know, a neighbor who doesn't understand their culture, you know, riding down the street on their bike. And, oh, he might be too close to the car, so now he's calling the police or throwing rocks or something like that. And, you know, they can really just be free, like literally be free. Not, you know, you go outside and you don't have to worry about where they're at. I mean, you're going to want to know, you know, just because, but you don't have to worry about where they're at, like really worry. Because I remember my dad was in the military. I used to leave the house at 8 o'clock in the morning and not show up until noon. Like, no one ever worried about where I was. I mean, my parents never showed the interest. I mean, they showed the interest, but they weren't worried. I know they weren't worried. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the safe haven is for me. And also, this whole land, you know, this whole experience is not just a safe haven. It's more of like retribution. Like, we're getting land back. We're taking land that was taken away from people in my family from years ago. Like, I'm like, as this is becoming, you know, as I'm getting more involved with this, you know, I'm talking to my family members and knowing more because they know I'm involved with this. And they're telling me stories of things that happened to them, you know, in the 40s and the 50s, how land was literally just taken from them. Like, you know what, this is not yours anymore. I'm taking it. You can't do anything about it. You know, so I'm like, wow, I didn't even, like, I had no idea this even happened in my family. But now I'm learning about the history of my family and not just mine. It's so many people in the South who have land, like, literally taken from them. It, like, just because they were black. No other reason than that. Just because you're black, I want this land. It's mine now. So all these, like, you know, especially in Concord, Georgia, you know, it's owned by one family. But that one family literally was taking land away from black people. Like, it's wild. Like, my generation's a part of that. Like, my cousin, one of my older cousins, remember, he literally remembers the house burning down because they burned it down in order to get that land. Like, it was that serious. So like, wow. I had no idea. Like, you know what I'm saying? None of these conversations were had just because, you know, they kind of wanted to get rid of those memories. And now this has kind of brought them back up. And like I told them, like, you know what? I'm going to speak for you guys. I'm going to make sure that, you know, people know your story. And I'm this land is for y'all too. So you can come over here and get some red dirt, play wherever you want to do. You know, so that's amazing, that's how it is for me as well.
Yeah, just going through that process, discovering that. And now,
yes,
look how it's turned. That's crazy. That's amazing.
Hey, actually, let me ask you this. Because this sounds like a very costly project as far as, like, you said even the sewage system, like $1 million. So can you get loans for this type of project?
Yes,
or?
We can get loans for this kind of project.
Can you talk about, like, how does somebody get a loan for something that's not built? Like, well, how does that work? Like,
yeah. So, I mean, first of all, we're in rural land, so we get USDA opportunities for our agricultural development.
USDA loans. We haven't talked about that yet, but that's something that people should be very aware of.
Especially if you're talking about building a house in the rural area, that's a zero down payment.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, USDA? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So the United States Department of Agriculture pretty much guarantees that through you go through a bank, your traditional bank. You let them know that I'm purchasing in this area. It's similar to, like, even a VA loan. You qualify for a VA loan by being a honorably discharged veteran, or you could be still in the armed forces, but it's a zero down loan, and our federal government backs those loans. So if you didn't pay it, they would be responsible for it. So the threshold for requirements are a little lower than traditional conventional loans. So that's why you're able to get that loan at zero down, versus having to put your 20% down because the government backs it. You go through a regular bank, you can go through a land bank or what's known as an agricultural bank, a credit union, and you just say, hey, I want to purchase this land in this rural area. It does have to qualify based on the zip code it's in, but if it does meet those qualifications and you meet certain qualifications, then you'll be able to purchase it through their zero down program.
So you got the USDA loans and any other type of like regular banks, they can loan, they'll loan money as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the key is to have a good credit score, make sure the people, if you're talking about getting a loan for your business, everybody in the business needs to also have good credit. So credit is essential. It's the essential thing in this game, is making sure that credit score, everybody should be shooting for at least a 700. I would love to see 800s. But the reality is, the thing that keeps a lot of people from progressing in life is the ability to leverage credit. And the way that you leverage credit is by having that credit score. And you have to show those income streams. You need to be able to show that you have cash flow and revenue streams coming in so that you can get as much credit as you possibly can. So right now we're at that place because we're a brand new business. It's hard for us to get traditional credit right now without having assets and to show that we got income streams. We don't have income streams yet because we're building a town. Yeah. So that we have to take the route of working with a hard money lender. Mm. And that's private money that has a little less stringent underwriting. So there's a million ways to skin a cat. The most important thing is to make sure that your credit score is as high as it possibly can be. And so that leads me to, I'm a brand ambassador for a black owned, not black managed credit and business financing and funding company called Nove Money. And so that organization actually helps people to increase their credit score, helps them to establish business credit and access funding, because that's what we need to actually be able to build our businesses, is that good credit and that access to capital. And since venture capitalists traditionally are still not funding black businesses,
especially women,
all of the research is dismal. Even now, even after all these people came out and said Black Lives Matter, we ready to support y'all, nothing has changed in the venture capitalist space. So we have to have this ability to access money through our black banks like Unity Bank, like Citizens Trust Bank, One United Bank, having those relationships, Unity Bank, and that credit score, because they can only do so much. Like, you can't go to the bank without no income streams and without and with poor credit. So it's up to us to make sure that we're educated, we're financially educated, that we understand the entire credit pie. Because the reality is, you could have missed a few payments. That's not the only way to increase your credit score. You can increase your credit score by opening additional lines of credit. You can increase your credit score by making sure your oldest line of credit doesn't close, that you keep that open forever. Your history. Like, there's these pieces to the pie that we have to become more educated about. And when we are able, every 800 creates 100,000 of leverage.
So when you and, shout out to Renee, because Renee's been emailing me back and forth. Shout out to her. When you and Renee were, quote unquote, drafting, is that some of the criteria? You were like, listen, guys, if you want to be part of this, this is the
no? No, I wasn't. It was an afterthought that now we have to contend with.
Yeah, like, that land first.
Yeah, I'm a real estate agent. I'm like, look, we just going to get this land. I was like, who got this check? And so everybody came up with the bread, we bought our land. Like, so no, in that case, no. We do have some people in our collective that has exceptional credit.
Yeah.
We have some people who have challenge credit. I'm just now getting to the place where I'm not so challenged, you know, like it's a journey, and we have to just be honest and have these kinds of conversations because it's not impossible. You just have to have the right education, the right partners, and accountability partners are everything. People like Kevin, when he started talking about his credit score, I'm like, I got to get my game up. I got to make sure I got my little self together. I'm like, I want to be able to go get my RV too. So those are the conversations that you have with, you know, like we keep saying, like-minded individuals. Yeah. We go further, faster together. That credit is everything.
Yeah, and I think it's dope because you're growing together, but you're also educating each other, right? So you didn't come in with that education, but now everybody's on the same plan and everybody's educating each other. I want to go back to the land, because I heard and I read the first thing that you guys are doing is building out the agriculture and the farming. You talk about why that's so important?
Yeah. I mean, food is everything. Like, we watch enough Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with me, y'all. We watch enough Walking Dead and enough of these Hollywood shows to know when it all goes down and this fiat money start crashing, what we gonna need to eat and some water. So that's why farming comes first around here. Now, granted, we've been doing more events first because that's just a revenue stream that's quick and easy. Camp out events. We got dope musicians in our collective. My husband's a musician. Our friend Q is a dope songstress. My pastor and first lady are dope ministry and worship leaders. So we have dope events. Like, our jam sessions be lit. So, like, events are one of the first things that we've been doing because that's, like, the lowest cost barrier that we can start generating revenue from.
Just need the land.
Because you just need the land, yeah, right?
And so is that what the big black camp out is?
Yeah, and thank y'all for coming to the big black camp out.
Yeah, let's talk about, like, because I'm like, yo, camping? You going to get some people camping?
There was a lot of people. People came from all over the country. Yeah,
so tell everybody what it is.
So the Big Black Campout is our annual event where we are encouraging black families to get outdoors. We hashtag diversify outdoors because there's an entire black camping culture. Like, shout out to Melanated Camp, Black Urban Camp Weekend. It's so many black girls camp. Like, there's, we be outside. We be doing stuff. Like, like, I don't know why everybody trying to act like we not out here getting this fresh air and living our best life in nature and outdoors, because we do. And so we had really cool people, outdoorsmen, sportsmen, and just regular folk who had never been camping before, who would have never went camping if it wasn't a group event. Because it's like, you know, like, I'm not going out there with no bears and boars.
Yeah, they got the boars out there for real.
Yeah, we literally got wild turkey, wild boar, wild deer. And, you know, but camping together collectively, it was so dope. People really enjoyed it. And people brought their RVs. Like, it was so fun. And we had music. We had live performances. We had the vendors out. We really just enjoyed ourselves, and we're going to do it every year. It's going to just get bigger and better.
People were so comfortable, they literally slept outside on the ground.
Yeah. When was it? When was it?
On Labor Day, right?
On Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Are we talking like campfires and all that?
Yeah.
All of that. Everybody made their own campfire.
And that was a fundraiser to have the funds. Yeah.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.